Dr. and Mrs. Alexander Stone are cordially invited to attend the 49th annual Hilldale Founders Ball.
Oh, the Founders Ball, how exciting.
Yes, it is, dear.
You mean you're not going?
It's an old Stone tradition, honey. We never go to the Founders Ball.
Well, it's for charity, isn't it?
A donation from the Stones will be in the mail tomorrow.
Saves a lot of wear and tear that way.
You mean dancing? Oh, well, I just wish I was old enough to go in your place. Dim lights, soft music, dancing till dawn with your favorite partner.
May I get in, dear? You're going to be late for school.
Oh.
Bye, Mother. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, she's just at that age where going to a dance is the ultimate adventure in life.
You know, I was just thinking it might be fun. Why don't we go?
Oh, darling, don't be ridiculous. Look, I've got to get to the hospital. Big meeting of the trustees.
Now, what's ridiculous about dim lights, soft music, dancing until dawn?
I may not be home for lunch. We'll be thrashing out the final plans for the new clinic.
Now, Alex, have you heard one word I've been saying?
Never missed a syllable. You were talking about dim lights, soft music, dancing until dawn with your favorite partner.
Well?
I think it's ridiculous.
Meeting go this morning?
Oh, great. Unforgettable experience. I don't know why I get myself so involved.
Because you're a noble, dedicated, unselfish man. That's why.
Thanks.
Involved? What do you mean?
Well, the new clinic.
Did something go wrong?
Oh, something went wrong, all right. Greavy.
Greavy? The real estate man?
Yeah, well, real estate just happens to be a sideline of Greavy's. What he really works at is highway robbery, extortion.
That's what happened.
Well, you know that plot of land adjoining the hospital?
Yeah.
Ideal spot for the new clinic, hmm?
Go on.
Well, this morning, Greavy let us know his firm, rock-bottom price for the land. You ready? $42,000.
Oh, Alex, that's too much. Yeah,
and it's a matter of record that Greavy only paid $16,000 for it when he bought it. So, there goes the new clinic.
Oh, Alex, I'm terribly sorry. Isn't there anything you can do?
Nothing the law doesn't frown on.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Dr. Stone's office. Yes. Aunt Belle?
Aunt Belle?
It's Aunt Belle. Well, where are you calling from? Oh, she's down at the station.
Oh, great. Tell her to grab a cab and come right over.
Aunt Belle, get in a cab and come right... What? Oh, hold on a minute. She's just passing through on the way to your cousin Rhoda's.
Oh, give me that. Now, look, Auntie, you can't treat your favorite nephew this way after all these years. Now, you have to spend a day or two with us at least. Nonsense. Now, you get your luggage off that train. I'll be right over to pick you up. Don't take any nonsense from her. I'm on my way.
No use to argue with Alex, dear. And besides, we're dying to see you. Wonderful. Alex will be there in a few minutes. All right.
Mother, I saw Daddy smiling. Didn't you tell him about the Founders Ball?
Oh, no, we had more important things to talk about. Aunt Belle is coming to see us.
All the way from Duluth?
Oh, no, honey, that's Aunt Beth. You've never met Aunt Belle. She used to live here as a young girl, but she hasn't been back in many years.
Really? How come?
Well, I don't know. Lots of people move away from their hometowns and never come back.
Maybe she had a blighted romance.
She didn't mention it on the phone.
Mother, of course she wouldn't. A woman buries something like that deep in her heart. She lost the only man she ever loved. And as the years rolled on, she waited for him, haunted by memories she couldn't erase, always hoping he'd come back.
We got a card from the library today. You're a week overdue on Wuthering Heights.
Well, it's lovely seeing you and Alex again, and now meeting the children, listening to them laugh and talk.
Well, Aunt Belle, there'll be times when you'll gladly settle for 5 minutes of silence.
I'll never forget your wedding.
Oh. Bye, Mother. Bye, Aunt Belle. See you after school.
Honey. Bye, dear. Mother and I are just having a chat about the past.
Oh, Aunt Belle, what's done is...
Rapunzel's done.
Oh, Annabelle, Mary's at a romantic stage. You see, she has a theory about you. She's firmly convinced that you left Hilldale because of a blighted love affair.
Oh, I'm sorry. How clumsy. No, it certainly wasn't a blighted romance.
Aunt Belle, I'm sorry.
Nonsense. It's ancient history now, dear. Oliver. He was a very nice boy, really. I think we might have been married except for that stupid little quarrel. Oh, why am I running on like this?
Oh, Aunt Belle, don't stop now.
Well, when I was a girl, there used to be a lovely annual dance called the Founders' Ball. My, how I wanted Oliver to take me to that.
And he wouldn't?
We were both very obstinate about it. Neither one of us would yield.
The Founders' Ball?
That's what we quarreled about. Can you imagine Alex acting like that?
No. Of course not.
Goodbye, Bobby. Bye, Mr. Lindquist. Mind if I come in, Doctor?
My practice is limited to children, Mr. Greeby.
Well, I'm just here on a little matter of business.
Well, if it's anything to do with yesterday's trustees meeting...
As a matter of fact, it is, yes. Now, Doctor, you and I, we understand a few of the hard economic facts of life, right?
Unlike the children who won't be using the new clinic?
You don't have to put it that way. I'm a businessman. It's easy for you fellas to be free with what doesn't belong to you.
Mr. Greeby, just what do you consider a fair profit? I happen to know what you paid for that land.
Oh, but everything's gone up. 15 years ago, I could buy a suit of clothes for $36.
You don't have to tell me about the increase in the cost of living, but you're asking almost three times what you paid for that land.
It's worth what I can get for it. Now, look here, Doctor. Why don't you talk to this board of trustees? Tell them to be reasonable.
Mr. Greeby, I voted to turn down your offer yesterday, and if it ever comes up again, I'll vote the same way.
You're not running a free practice here. You charge all you can get.
Will you please leave?
And don't come back again. Anything you have to say, you can say to the committee. Okay. You'll come to me. And I won't guarantee that price will stand. Maybe more.
Goodbye, Mr. Greeby.
Belle. Don't you remember me?
Oliver. Oliver Greeby.
Well, 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 Belle, let me look at you.
Oh, well, not too closely, Oliver. It's been over 25 years.
Oh, you're as pretty as ever.
Oh, Oliver.
Prettier even. Yes. Well, 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 so you finally came back to Hilldale to roost, huh?
No, just for a little visit.
Oh?
Well, I see you've managed to keep your hair.
Yeah, most of it. Comb it a little more carefully these days.
Well,
I've got to run along.
Oh, you were here to see the doctor about your grandchildren, I suppose.
Well, not likely, seeing as how I never got around to getting married. No, it was just a business call.
Oh. Well, it certainly is nice to see you again, Oliver.
Well, the same here. Oh, I suppose you and your husband will be staying on with the Stones, huh?
Well, I will. I'm not married.
You don't say. Oh, that's too bad. I mean, if you'd had a husband, I'd like to have met him.
Well, I'm sure he would have enjoyed it. If I had a husband, that is.
Yes, if you'd had one. I might even sold him some real estate.
Yes.
There have been a lot of changes in Hilldale, Belle.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. The old water tower's gone, you know. Oh. Yeah. Say, do you remember the county gravel pit?
Moonlight, canoeing.
Well, it's a new housing development now. I made the deal.
Well, I never.
Yeah. You'll never know the old place. Well, I hope you have a pleasant stay, Belle.
Well, thank you, Oliver.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Belle.
What?
I don't suppose you'd care to have me show you around.
I would love it.
Well, come on. Come on.
Well, all right.
Come on.
Come on,
child.
No,
hurry, 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 hurry.
Hi. Hello, Aunt Belle. Did you have a nice day?
Well, Auntie, where have you been gadding about all day?
On a guided tour of Hilldale. Thank you. Delicious. You must give me the recipe, Donna.
Oh, well, there's nothing to it. You just grate some chestnuts and mix equal parts of chopped eggs.
Did you know that the real estate values have gone up over 8% in the last year?
As much as that?
And the depreciation index has fallen 4%. Or has it risen 4%?
Well, either way, it's a surprise.
Hi, Aunt Beth.
Oh, dearie.
Mary, would you set the table, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Jeb, in honor of Aunt Belle, why don't you wash up for dinner?
Hmm? Okay, Dev, put it that way.
I do.
Aunt Belle, I hope you like dinner. It's sort of special.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry I forgot. I've been invited out to dinner.
Invited out? But
yes. I hope it won't make any difference with any of your plans, but Oliver was so insistent, I just couldn't refuse.
No, it's perfectly all right. You're just missing potluck. Oliver? That the one you told me about? Well, how nice you two meeting again. Oh.
I'm just going to have time to brush up a bit before he comes to call for me.
Darling, do you mind telling me what this is all about?
You never told me that Aunt Belle had an old beau in Hilldale.
I didn't know. Is that who she's going out to dinner with?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. It was a blighted romance. Oh, Mother, what's his name?
Oliver.
Oh.
Oliver Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
Good evening.
Mr. Greeby, now look here. Excuse me, Doctor.
This isn't business. It's purely social.
Social? I can't imagine what we have to talk
Belle.
About.
Well, why, you look like a calendar picture.
Oliver. Say goodnight to Donna and the children for me, will you, dear?
I will, Aunt Belle. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Was that Oliver?
Mm-hmm. Oliver Heathcliff.
Greedy.
Pretty long dinner.
Oh, honey, don't be tense. They probably went to a movie.
Well, they did. It was Dutch Treat.
How can she let herself get talked into going out with that Greavy?
Remember, she was once very fond of him.
Fond of Greavy? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I don't know. She had that starry-eyed look.
You know, you and Mary can make a romance out of anything. The trouble with Aunt Belle is she's just too polite to refuse. So she's paying for it with a miserable time.
It's probably been lovely.
Bored to death.
Good night, Oliver.
Good night, Belle.
Hi.
Well, Aunt Belle, how was it?
Oh, it was lovely.
Where did you go?
We had dinner in the drugstore. And then we went for a walk.
A riotous evening. Well, tomorrow, Auntie, you and I and Donna are really stepping out in style.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Alex, but I have promised to see Oliver. Of course, I can call it off.
No, don't do that. I mean, after all, we're just family.
You can see us anytime.
You sure you don't mind?
I know.
Oh, it was such a lovely evening for a walk. We walked in the park and we talked about all the things that have changed and some of the things that haven't. Look at the time. Good night, dear.
Good night, Abigail.
Good night,
you know, I'd forgotten how lovely Hilldale is.
Is that the look you were telling me about?
Only more so. Good evening, Mr. Greavy. Come in.
Thank you. Evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Aunt Belle will be down in just a few minutes.
Oh, fine. I brought her these flowers.
Oh, how lovely.
Well, they ought to be. They cost me $1.50. And I'll bet you it didn't cost them 20 cents to raise them.
It's a holdup.
You may be right. But Belle always did like flowers, and...
Well, I'll go see if she's ready. Make yourself comfortable.
Taking up quite a bit of her time, aren't you, Mr. Greavy?
Oh, well, Belle and I are old friends, and we... Why do you say that?
Well, as her closest relative, I feel there are some questions I should ask you.
Questions? What questions?
I take it, Mr. Greavy, that you're a man of character.
I have no prison record, if that's what you mean.
And I suppose you're comfortably well off.
What are you getting at?
Mr. Greavy, just what are your intentions as far as my aunt is concerned? I'm sure you appreciate my interest. After all, since my wife and I are the next of kin, we'll naturally be concerned about all the wedding details.
Oh. Hold on. Wait a minute. Don't you go jumping to conclusions.
Conclusions? But I thought it was...
I know what you thought, but you're adding it up all wrong. Belle and I are just good old friends and nothing more. Don't you try to push me into a... Oh, Belle, there you are. Are you all set?
No. I have just developed a splitting headache.
Oh, it's too bad. Tomorrow night?
Darling, all I did was ask him a few leading questions.
Don't go, Aunt Belle. Please don't.
It's no use, Donna. I couldn't bear to be even in the same county with that... Donna. Oliver gave me these earrings when we were going together.
Oh, but they're lovely, aren't they?
Used to call them our engagement earrings. I want you to return them to him.
Oh, I couldn't.
Please. They mean nothing to me anymore. Please.
Really? Yeah, that certainly is something. Yes, yes, I'll be there. Thank you. Goodbye. Well,
Alex, what is it? What happened?
Oh, I had to go downtown to a hospital board meeting about the new clinic. That was the mayor. He says that Greavy sold us the land.
Well, for the price he was asking?
No, for the price he paid for it originally. He said he didn't want to make a profit.
Well, that's very generous of him.
Yes, it's...
What about Aunt Belle? Were you able to talk her into staying?
No, I couldn't budge her. She's packing to leave.
Oh, I'd better go up and explain to her.
Alex. You can't explain away what she heard with her own ears.
Yeah, afraid you're right. Well, I'll talk to you later, darling.
I'm a busy man, Mrs. Stone, so please be brief.
Well, this certainly won't take very long. On behalf of the hospital auxiliary, it is my pleasant duty to formally thank you for being so generous with your land for the new clinic.
No, you can skip the thanks. Is that all?
Well, are you sure you don't want to hear the rest of my speech?
Positive. Good day, Mrs. Stone.
Good day, Mr. Greavy. Mr. Greavy?
What now?
Mr. Greavy, I lost one of my earrings.
Mrs. Stone, I suggest you advertise the lost and found.
Oh, but I had two when I came in. It must be here someplace. There it is, Mr. Greavy. Right there, by your foot.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
Where'd you get this?
It was given to me, sort of a going-away present.
You're going away?
No. Aunt Belle is. You see, I was telling her that Alex is going to take me to the Founders Ball, and she insisted that I wear these. She was telling me that she always wished that she could go to the Founders Ball. But as long as she couldn't, go to the Founders Ball. In case you're interested, she's going to leave for the station about 4:30.
Donna, dear, it's all been lovely. Thank you for everything.
It was wonderful having you, Aunt Belle.
Ready, darling? Let's go.
Aunt Belle, you've forgotten something.
Well, what is it, dear?
Well, I can't quite remember, but
these trains have a nasty habit of leaving on schedule.
Yes, I know, but just a moment.
Excuse me.
There it is.
Dr. Stone, you threw some questions at me last night.
Mr. Greavy, I've been
as I recall, the first one was about my character, and my answer to that one is, it leaves a lot to be desired. Then there was another question.
Oh, yes, I remember that one now. Mr. Greavy, just what are your intentions as far as my aunt is concerned?
My intentions are to do what I should have done long ago when I had the chance. Ask you to marry me. Will you, Belle?
I don't know what to say.
Well, Belle, if you leave, I'll be stuck with these tickets to the Founders Ball, and they cost plenty.
Take this. Look. You remember?
Engagement.
My engagement earrings.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful. And you're beautiful, too, Belle.
You did that, but I'll stake my life. You did.
Who, me?
You. Mrs. Stone, do you think it's wise to let those youngsters go to the Founders Ball unchaperoned?
Are you inviting me?
I am.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Dim lights, soft music, dancing till dawn with your favorite partner.
You sold me.
All right, I'll get the tickets tomorrow.
Don't bother, dear. You've already bought them.
been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.